Wednesday, 5:27 p.m. at Fuzzy Friends. As we walked along, Brandon and I agreed that Mackenzie was always creating drama just to undermine our friendship, which BTW included that nasty rumor that he had kissed me on a bet just to get a free pizza. Of course, I was dying to ask him about it. So, did you actually win a free pizza? Oh, that? He rolled his eyes in embarrassment. Mr. Zimmerman said a camera company donated pizza gift cards to our photography team, so it had nothing whatsoever to do with, you know, he blushed. You didn't believe that silly rumor, did you? Of course not. I'm not that stupid. I knew all along that Mackenzie was lying, so I didn't believe that rumor for 1 second. I lied. As we walked up the sidewalk to Fuzzy Friends, I immediately noticed something strange. Brandon, look! Someone left a dog on the front step. It was a beautiful, adorable, well-groomed golden retriever. The dog curiously cocked its head and stared at us. As we approached, it stood up, wagged its tail, and seemed to be really friendly. Poor thing, I said. I wonder who left it out here, and why. Not sure, but it doesn't look like one of our dogs. Brandon stooped over to pat its head and checked for an ID on its collar. The dog licked his hand and then barked as if to say hello. That's when we noticed the note attached to its collar. I opened it and read it aloud. Dear Fuzzy Friends, unfortunately, I had to move into a senior citizen building and no pets are allowed. I love Holly very much, so please take good care of her and her critters. I know you will find her a wonderful home. Thank you for your kindness. Critters? What critters? I asked, confused. This box says, for Holly. So maybe her toys and stuff are inside? Let's take a look, Brandon said. Curious, we both peered inside the box. Gasp! We were very shocked and surprised by what we found. Puppies? Lots of cute, sweet, wiggly little puppies. We had a hard time counting them as they jumped, tumbled, and scampered inside the box. But there seemed to be 7 in all, and they were totally adorable. Aw, how cute! I still have time before my mom gets here. Would you like me to help you take them inside and register them? I asked. Yeah, thanks, but to be honest, I'd rather we skip all the, paperwork. Then how will people know Holly and her puppies are available for adoption? That's exactly my point. Right now, I don't want anyone to know Fuzzy Friends has 8 more homeless animals, okay?
But why? I don't understand.
Brandon closed his eyes and sighed. This is serious stuff, Nikki. Are you sure you want to know? I'm warning you. If I tell you, I might have to kill you, he teased half seriously.
OMG, Brandon, is something wrong?
Well, according to our case manager, Fuzzy Friends has been at full capacity all week, and it gets worse. We won't have room until Sunday morning. He has actually been refusing new animals, Brandon explained as a look of sheer frustration crept onto his face.
Well, we can just get some extra cages and find some space. How about the storage room?
Nikki, it's not that simple. Based on the size of our center, we can only have a certain number of animals on the premises because of the city ordinances.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I absolutely hate when this happens, because we're turning away animals, and not all places in the city have a no-kill policy like we do.
So, do you know what that means? He paused and shook his head sadly. It took a few seconds for me to figure it out, and then my heart sank. Oh no, I groaned. If Fuzzy Friends doesn't have room, that means Holly and her pups can't stay here. But what if they end up at... I gasped at the horror of it all. I could barely bring myself to say the words. One of the those other places, I stammered. Brandon, we can't let that happen. What can we do? Well, I guess we can keep them here as long as no one knows about it, including our case manager. It's a serious violation that could get us shut down, so I understand his concern. But I can't put Holly and her pups at risk like that either. I'd never, ever forgive myself if... His voice cracked and trailed off as he gave Holly a big hug and buried his face in her fur. She looked at Brandon sadly and whimpered. Then she licked his face like he was a human lollipop until finally he broke into a big smile. It was almost like she knew the serious situation she and her pups were in, but didn't want Brandon to be upset about it. Brandon's eyes started to glisten and fill with tears. He blinked and quickly wiped them away. Brandon, are you okay? I just had some dust in my eyes or something. Fine, he muttered. He was obviously lying. The poor guy looked like his heart had been ripped right out of his chest. I got a huge lump in my throat and felt like crying, too. I felt just horrible for my friend and the 8 abandoned dogs he'd already fallen in love with. Suddenly, I had a huge surge of energy. Sorry, but I was not giving up without a fight. Listen, Brandon, I've got your back on this. Just tell me what I need to do. Brandon cocked his head and stared at me in disbelief. Nikki, are you serious? As serious as a heart attack, dude? He grinned from ear to ear. Yeah, me too. I guess I can always count on you, Nikki. Then we gave each other a high five to seal our deal to keep Holly and her puppies safe until we could find good homes for them. So, I hope you're good at keeping secrets, Brandon said with a crooked smile. Suddenly it became apparent that the task ahead of us was going to be far more difficult than Brandon and I had ever imagined. OMG, did you just say secrets? A voice squealed in excitement behind us. Startled, Brandon and I nearly jumped out of our skins. I could not believe someone had been eavesdropping on our very personal and private conversation. We cringed and slowly turned around. I was praying that it wasn't who I thought. But unfortunately, it was. Hey guys, I love secrets. Mackenzie, again? It was the second Big Mac attack that day. I suddenly got the very creepy feeling that she was stalking us or something. So, what's the big secret? You can trust me. I won't tell a soul, I promise. You guys aren't in any kind of trouble, are you? She asked, staring at us suspiciously. Brandon and I exchanged worried looks and then gazed nervously at Mackenzie. It was quite obvious we were both thinking the exact same thing. Oh, crud!